The following are others that we would save from someone even at the cost of the life of the person who is chasing one to do it. Somebody who is chasing after a friend, some friend, to kill him. That sounds more like the situation here in this country. The achar hazachar, or he's chasing after a male to rape him, or echar hanara amurasa, or after the nara amurasa, which is really the mocker, as we'll see. Aval harodei pachar behima, but somebody who's chasing after an animal to have sex with this animal, or machalel at haShabbat, somebody who's going to be machalel Shabbos, v'obed avodat kochavim, or to be obed avodat kochavim, in machivinotan benapshah. We will not save them with their own soul for doing this avera. So in other words, saving someone from an avera is in terms of two issues. First of all, the chomer ha-avera, and second of all, the impact on somebody. But if it's not going to impact someone, so that this person is going to die or is going to be nifgam on some level, then just because I could save a person from doing an avera by shooting him, I don't do that. How do we know we're allowed to save a person who's being chased? Talmud lomar lo ta'amod al dam re'echa. That's an interesting place to prove it from. So that's what lo ta'amod al dam re'echa is coming to tell me. We need that for what it says in the Braisa. How do you know that if you see someone drowning in a river, or you see an animal dragging him to kill him, or listim ba'im alav, or he's being approached by muggers, shuchayav lahatzilo, tamud lomar lo tamud adam reyecha. Now this, lo tamud adam reyecha, is not talking about killing somebody else to save this person. It's saying to go and to save the person. In Akinami, you're right. Lo tamud adam reyecha has nothing to do with killing somebody else. Where then do I know that I can save someone from someone who's going to kill him? Atya, even if it costs that other person his life, Atya b'kal v'chomre mi nahara ha-mu'urasa. I learn it out from a nahara ha-mu'urasa, because ma nahara ha-mu'urasa shelo ba ela lepogma amra Torah nitan la'atzila b'nafsho. If the nahara ha-mu'urasa, in which if he catches her, all he's going to do is to be pogame her, and nonetheless, the Torah says that she should be saved with the soul of the person, meaning at the cost of his life. You'll notice that over here we're using the word lahatzila bin nafsho, is to save her with his nefesh. But we entertained in the Mishnah the idea of ein matzilin otan bin nafsham, to save the person who's going to do the aver with his own nefesh. And in fact, we seem to go back and forth in places where the pagam is different. We'll use saving the person from himself, because there's really three issues that are involved here. The pagam of the individual is affected, the fact of the chait, and the pagam of the person who's doing the chait for himself, the hurt that he's putting on himself. And we'll see that we have to balance these issues between the various sugyas here. So if by a naram urasa, where all he's going to do is be pogim her, the Torah said that we can be matzil her with his nefesh. When somebody's coming to kill a friend, then certainly we should be able to save that friend, which is a greater loss of life, is a greater loss than simple of the pagam. Alakat kama v'kama. Now, Tosis points out this is not so obvious, because the Torah seems to be more makbid on the pagam of the naramurasa than it is on the loss of life of the nirtzach, because the naramurasa were machayev skila. And the person who's killed were mechayvim only sayef. So what's the pshat? I mean, why are we making this such a pasha to kal v'chomer? The Tosfos answers that the pshat is that the issue of saving over here is a function of the pagam, not an iser. And you're involving the chumras ha-iser. Now, maybe that in fact there's different levels of chumras ha-iser. What we're making a kal v'chomer is from the pagam. The raya is that if the woman herself is not makpid on her pagam, so she says, well, it's okay, let him do it. then we don't save her, even though it's exactly the same issue, and the same issues are involved. So it has to do here with more than the question of the issue. The kavachomer that we're bringing is the kavachomer from the pagam. And that element, that you can't ask from the difference between the skila and between the sreifa. The sayah, sorry. Okay, let me tell you, so that's a different portion. Someone who loses his life is a lot more nifgam than someone who loses their besulim or their chalivas. V'chi onshin min adin, asks the Gemara, but is this a good way to learn it out? I mean, isn't this using a kav chomer to define that we can kill somebody? Now again, because we're looking here at this issue of redifa and hatsola, not as simple saving, but as an actual din. We've seen this again and again. We use it to say komle b'derabim, they will pater him on tashlumi moment, and so on and so forth. Even though this is a din that will apply even to a cotton, because we said before you can kill a cotton, where normally the cotton is parted from dinin. That doesn't mean that the din here is outside of the normal gidrei chiyuvei misa. So devei Rebbe Tana. Therefore, now we have a brisa from Rebbe Hekesho. The truth is, it's a hekesh. It's not just a kal v'chomer. It's ki ka'asher yakum ish al re'ehu retzacho nefesh. The Torah says that the same way that a person would be coming to murder his friend, kein hadavar hazeh, so is this, that he's coming to rape this poor na'ara ha'ma'urasa. Now, I ask you, v'chiyuma lamadnu me'rotzeach. I mean, what is it that we're learning from Rotzeach here? Excuse me. I mean, Rotzeach doesn't teach me anything about this. And the truth is, it does. Because we learn out the din from the Rotzeach that you're chayev to be moser nefesh, as we'll see later on. In other words, that this is one of those things that is yarog val yavor. But that's okay. Sometimes we find a lima going back and forth. But in terms of what the pashas of the pasuk is saying, where did we see by Ritzichas Nefesh that we, therefore what? Therefore we can kill the guy. No, on the contrary. The point over here is, it turns out that this Balaam made, it appeared on the surface that it was teaching us something from Rotzeach to Nara Murasa. But in fact, Nimtalamad, instead we're going to learn out Rotzeach from Nara Murasa. And Makish Rotzeach with Nara Murasa. It's now comparing Ritzicha to Na'ara Murasa the other way, that Ma Na'ara Murasa is a given, and we'll see why it's a given in a moment. Nitan Lahatzila B'Nafsho, we know that we can save the man, save her at the cost of life of the attacker. So too by a Ritzicha, based on this hekesh that the Torah itself makes very openly. Kasher Yakum Yisharei Otzachon Nefesh. So too, Afrotzeach nitan la'atzilo b'nafsho. And you're taking for granted Na'ara Murasa. How indeed do we know Na'ara Murasa gufa minola? Why is it so obvious that a Na'ara Murasa that we would kill the attacker? That's Kitatana Devei Rav Yishmael. As we find in the Braitha by Devei Rav Yishmael, the Torah says the Ein Moshiala. Why is it the Ein Moshiala? Mashma Hayesh Moshiala. You use this pasuk to tell me, be Moshiach her. By the way, the Meshech Chochma points out that where you're just trying to help someone, it always uses the word Ozerla in the Torah. Whenever we find the word Yeshua, it always means in war, at the cost of murder. It's always used in the sense that the person that you were Nusha from is now kaput because of the act of Moshiach. So Ein Moshiach La means take care of it. Shoot him. Do whatever you have to do. So Hayesh Moshiach La B'chol Davar Sheyachol Hoshiach. Fine.
So you have that issue of having to try to wound him first?
What?
You had an issue before about needing to try to do the minimal amount of damage.
Is there La'atzil B'achad Mi'aveh? Yeah, this is the mocker, sure.
Versus somebody trying to kill
someone. This is the mocker. This is the mocker. They can't be different. If that's the din, then that's the din here, right? Gufa. Minayin l'roet chaveroshu toveh b'nahar o chayag o'rato listim ba'im alav shu chayav la'atzilo. You said before, somebody sees someone who's drowning, or he's being attacked by a wild animal, or muggers. He has to save him. How do we know this? Talmud lomar, lo tamud mi'adam reyachas. You said that that's from the Pasuk lo tamud adam reyachas, but that, even that's not true. Because Miocha Nafka, that's not where we learn that out from. I thought we learned it out from the Din of Hashem HaSaveda. Miocha Nafka. We learned in Bava Kama, Bidat Gufo Minayin, Tamad Lomar Vashivo, so low. Give him back himself. So if a person is in danger, see to it that he's safe from the danger. I mean, that comes directly out of the concept of giving his money back. So why do I need a posik of Lotam and Adam Reyacha? Says the Gemara, because imi hasam, if it would have been the din of Hashavas Aveda, avamina anami lemin apshe. I would have said that's a chiyev that you have with your body to do. Avam mitrach umeger gure. But that you should, if you cannot, let's say you don't know how to swim. So the guy is drowning. I don't know how to swim. What am I supposed to do? I'm not going to drown myself. Oh, well, what you could do is there's a big schlubby guy over there who says, oh, let him drown. Offer him $100. So I would say, if it wouldn't say, Lota Moda Damriyach, that's not my chiyuv to offer him $100. Who's going to pay me back my $100? So Mitra Chubega Agurim Yemalo, maybe I don't have to do that. Kamash Malan, from Lota Moda Damriyach, the lav already is Machayev. The lav, you have to spend whatever it costs you. Not to be over on a lav. Tan Rabbana. Hechad ha-rodef ha-chaveir la-horgo, v'yachar ha-zachar, or achar ha-na'ara ha-murusa. Or, for that matter, any arayas which are chayve mises bezden, or ha-chayve krisis. In all of these cases, matzilin otan b'nafsho. But, if he's chasing after an almona, and he's a kohen gadol, or he's chasing after a grush of a chalutza, and he's a kohen adyot, ein matzilin otan b'nafsho. Over there, we will not save her. And Ne'evda Ba'avera, had there been previously an Avera done with this woman, so that she's already Psula Nivgema from that Avera, Ein Matzilin Ota B'Nafsho. We will not be Matzil, because the Torah, after all, is marked on Pagam, not on the Chait. So in all of these previous cases, if she's already Nivgema, what's the point of saving her? From the chait? That's not why we're saving her. So then, in matzilin ota b'nafsho, yesh la moshia, if somebody, without having to kill this guy, would be able to save her, let's say somebody's nearby, the only thing you could do is shoot, and you'll probably kill him, the guy nearby can just stop him, so then you don't shoot him, which is part of the issue that Moshe Baruch has brought up. So, in matzilin ota b'nafsho, Rabbi Yehuda Amara, Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger chiddush. Even if she says, Apa omeret eini chulo, even if she says, don't interfere, he may shoot me, he has a knife at my neck. Even then, because she's afraid shelo yahargenu, she doesn't want her to be killed, she's worried that he'll kill her, then we don't save her from the pagan. And we'll see why. Now, minanimili, how do we know that there's this issue of all of these cases? I mean, we're including a lot more than an Ara Amurasa. I mean, we're including a Zohar, we're including all the Arayas. I mean, how do we know that? Well, the portion of Pasuk says, L'Nara lo ta'ase davar. Ein l'Nara chet mavet. Now, first of all, Nara is not written Nara. It's written Nar. No hate. Nara. All through the Pasuk is no hate. So, the Pasuk says, therefore, if we look at it as it's read, Nar, so refers to a male. She's not a Nara. Nara, and then we have the way it's written, so that's the Nara Murasa, that's the context of the pasuk itself. Chet is any other thing similar to this that's a chet, which would include the Chayve Kritut. Mavet refers to the Chayve Mitot Beitin. Why do we need all of these? Kohane Ramali. Trich, we do need it. Let's say, the Torah would have just said Nar. So I would have said, okay, that's unusual. Mishum de lav urche. I mean, the whole relationship is a strange relationship. It's not that he's a nar, he's not meant to be raped. I mean, so there maybe the Torah is marked, but a tremendous pagan. Aval nara du urche. I mean, after all, that's what a nara is for. I mean, it's just a different context. I mean, so it would sound so terrible. Emalo, maybe the Torah is not marked on the pagan there. V'ikata rakmana nara. I would say, okay, a nara mishum de kapogim la. I mean, over there, he's really poking her. Because she loses her betulim, she's now, I mean, he used to think she was the Lashon HaRei, she's a Ya'alat Chein, and now he doesn't look at her in the same way, she's despoiled. So, okay, that's a real pagam. But the Nar, what difference does it make? I will Nar, the local pagim, lay him alone. So maybe the Torah's not marked, we don't have to kill him. Let's say we would have known these two. But I said, okay, these are cases that involve things that have a unique attribute. That it's lav urchei, or it's pogim la to her husband, and so on. But stam arayas, shar arayas de urchayu, other arayas are normally meant to, for sexual purposes, but just not this particular purpose. The law nafish pigmayo, and it's also, so that's an arusa is indeed, as Rashi says, yalas chen, I mean, she's so chaviva on him. But they're already married. She's domesticated already. I mean, it's not the same chavivas as an arusa, a psula, come on. I mean, you're going to sell a geisha who's a psula, and then sell a geisha who's not a psula. Look at the difference in the price. It makes all the difference in the world. Seriously, man. It's all the difference in the world. So Shar Arayas, so all of the other Arayas are both Urchayu. And the Pagam is minimal compared to the case of the Naramu Urasa. So Emavo, Katavachman Achet, therefore that is a Chet. Tell me other Arayas too. Ikatavachman Achet. Chet, that could mean even Chayve Lavin. I mean, well, maybe Anamon of the Kohen Gadol Gushvach of the Sukkohen Adya. Katavachman Amavis. On the other hand, if it would have only said Mavis, Avamina Chayve Nisus Bezdenin, but Chayve Krisus law. And let's say it would have just said Mavis. I would have said, okay, but that excludes all those that are only Chayev Chorus. Therefore, we need to know both, because of Rachmana, Chayt. Okay, but so let it just say Chayt Mavis instead of Nara Nara. I mean, Inokinami. So then what's the Nara Nara? The Nara Nara is Chad Lamute Oved Avodat Kochavim. We'll see later on why we would have thought that these are included. They're basically going to be learned out later from a Gzereshav of Chilul Chilul. And according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who holds that indeed we will be matzil someone who's running to the Ovid Avad and Shkachavim. And see, here we're using the word Nitan Mahatzilo Ben Afsho the way we use at the end of the Mishnah, that we will save the man from himself, so to speak, from doing this Avera. So then, we're not being mamayit. So why do we need narva nara? Lamali. Chad lemu'ute behima. Chad lemu'ute shabbos. Because sarka da'atech amina teise shabbos b'chilul chilul mi'avadis kechavim. You might think that the lashon of chilul that appears by avadis kechavim, the lashon of chilul that appears by chilul shabbos, would tell me that just like avadis kechavim, I'm supposed to be matzil, the person with his life for doing avadis kechavim, so too I would by shabbos. Kamash malan, that I don't. And what about according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who holds even in Mechalas of Shabbos, we do actually kill before he gets to do his Chilul Shabbos. So he says Mechalas of Shabbos nitan matzilo benafsho, and he does learn out Shabbos Chilul Chilul Mi'avad Eskechavim. Why do I need Nar v'Nara? My ikalameima chad l'me'ute behema. Well, one minute we know we have to say behema because behema is similar to our rayas. So I would have thought, okay, first we mechayev on a rice, maybe if it's even being mechayev on a behema. And as far as the other one is, I mean, there's no way to distinguish them, because nara and nar is one word. I mean, so if we're going to have to write them yet, so we write it the way it is. So the idea of kasar akman on nar, kasar nami nara, obviously, because that's the way we have to pronounce it. Rabbi Yehudah says a very good kiddush, that the woman who is scared, and she says, leave him alone. I don't want him to take any chances that he'll shoot me. So, also, we won't save her at the cost of the other guy's life. Now, why is that? You'll notice this got into the news, big deal last week. It's a big scandal, right? You hear this major scandal, you know, Maariv picks it up, but sick of us. Maariv created an entire scandal out of an issue that a woman who was being raped by someone, and she sees she was being raped by someone for a long period, so he apparently told her it's her own fault because she didn't go to the authorities. And she was afraid, she said, I was afraid that the guy was going to kill me. So I go to the authorities, I was scared. So then they got their chief rabbi involved, Bakshi Doron, you know, is that true? You mean you're blaming the victim, of course, blaming the victim thing, you know. So this is the situation over here. Now, we're certainly not being mechayev her, but it's a machlokes where the yidden and the chachamim, whether we will save her at the cost of the other guy's life. That's the question. So what's the machlokes telling on, says the Gemara, my Gemara, please. Omar Rava b'makpedet al pigma u'minichato shelo yargena. The point over here is like this. She would do anything short of risking her life not to let this guy do this to her, right? But she's just not willing to risk her life. So the question over here is, we know that it's certainly not the Avera per se that we're killing this guy for. That's clear, because even the Rabbanan Ramayda, that if she was willing to engage in this, so then of course we wouldn't kill him. It's only because of Ein Moshiela, Tzaka Nara, she's trying to stop him. But Ein Moshiela, if she's not trying to stop him, that's so it's her business. We're not going to shoot a guy who's going to do an Avera. So now the question is it on the, what?
Why?
I mean, why shouldn't
it? Doing something that's being affecting someone else, and I can understand the general.
Why? Yes, bring me a proof. Yes.
That's what I'm asking. I don't know why.
No. You have to bring me a proof. Yes. You can't ask why not.
I don't have.
Okay, then that's why. We don't have any reason why. So now the question over here is, what is the issue? She is makpedes al pgama. So therefore, the rabbanan say, look. I understand. Why shouldn't we save her? She doesn't want to be raped. The Torah doesn't want her to be raped, so we'll save her. But Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason that the Torah said that we should kill the rapist before he can do it, the only reason that the Torah is willing that this guy should lose his life is in a case where she would be willing to risk her life to escape him. So the Torah says, okay, so shoot the guy. But if she is already saying, okay, look, it's not that important. I don't want to take any chances. Okay, so then in that case, that's fine. Then why should we kill him? But in this case, she's not giving herself over. She doesn't want to take any chances. And so, Mamela, it's not only the pagam, it's on a pagam that she views as important enough to risk one's life for. What do you mean? So if it's just a pagam, so then the Amona Lekohen Gadol, why isn't that a pagam? An Amona Lekohen Gadol is being pogame the woman, right? Now she becomes a halola. The question over here is the darga of the pagam. There's a difference between a pagam of a chalala and a pagam of a zona. It's a completely different darga. So that the Torah tells us, okay, that's one thing. But that, therefore, we should extrapolate from that, that there's also a din of killing somebody not to create the pagam of a chalala, is just too big of a leap. Chet, so we said chet is chayve krisis. I mean, the truth is, of course, he wasn't asking that we should be machayev, because we always have the pasuk that we're not. He's just asking if the svara is pagam, so then why is it the pagam the same? So we're explaining that's good for what the Torah is megalit us. Chet is chayve krisis. But I mean, elo na'arot shegesh lehem knas, Haba alachoto. Here it says that the following cases you'd be chayav knas, and the Mishnah contrasts arayas that somebody rapes an erva where he's chayav misa. So over there, there's no knas because it comes leben a rabbi nes. But here, since we're talking about a chayav karis, there's no comes leben a rabbi nes. So if somebody sleeps with rapes his sister, there's no comes leben a rabbi nes. He'll still have to pay his knas. The question is, according to what we just said over here, the guy was in a position in which he was going to lose his life. So we said before, when somebody does that, they're going to lose their life. But that's the same as being chayav misa.
Is that only if the sister fought?
Yeah, sometimes.
And
so
if she didn't fight, would that change it? In the
yeah, case? Of course. Then there's no question. As a matter of fact, that's Gemara's Teretz afterwards. But right now, we're assuming any case where somebody rapes a sister, there's a chiyuv knas, but there shouldn't be. Because the by definition, he's chayav misa, so to speak, because you could shoot him. And we said that any case we could shoot him, case of a rodate, he's potter if he breaks the gates, right? That's why he's potter, because kav leben rabbi minei. So forget about whether there's a chiyuv misa. This is called a chiyuv misa, the fact that he could be shot by you. We saw that all along before. Amru Rabbanan Gamliel Rav Chisda. So Rabbanan says in front of Rav Chisda, you know, the solution over here is that Mishat Hara, the moment that he did Hara, Pogma, he now was already Pogamer. So at that point, once he's already pro-gamer, so now, if the law makes Tola, what's the point of killing him now? The pogrom is over. At this point, even if we stop him, he was already pogrimer. It's the...
Yes. Right? He'd be
hired for killing him. Because at this point... Exactly. So, mamona, lo mishalim ad. And he's only going to pay the mamon after he's gomer biato. Because he pays for destroying or basulin. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean literally gemar bia, which normally gemar bia would be complete insertion. Over here, it doesn't require complete insertion to destroy herb psulim. And that's exactly why the gemara is going to ask the next question. That heinich lamadir mahara zu nishika. If you hold that hara is simple genital kissing, so to speak, so then this makes sense, because as soon as you insert, you've already broken herb psulim. But nishika would be the first pagam. At that point, there's no longer any din of misa, because we're not going to save him. And the destruction of Ripsulim follows, and he pays knas for destroying Ripsulim. But Laman Yomaharazu Hachnasata Tara, once you get that far, then you've already messed her up. In which case, it would be at the same time, the destruction of Ripsulim, which is the knas chiyuv, and the pagam, which is the calling her Arizona chiyuv, for which there's a chiyuv misa, and therefore, if it's at the same time, it should be perfect. How do we explain that? Michael Amema. El Amr of Chista says of Chista, well, you know what the case is? Shabal El Shalokidarka. It's got to be talking about that he or somebody had already slept with her Shalokidarka. There's no longer any pagan. Because Bia, she already had. It's just that she still has suing. So she's already a zona as far as the calling is concerned. Because Bia Shalokidarka is complete Bia.
It's only if he was a guy, huh?
What?
I mean, if he was a Jew, why would she be a zona?
No, no.
We had that before in Dr. No, we didn't.
I don't know what you're confusing, but you're confusing something. No, we're talking about an Aramorasa here. What does that have to do with a guy? So therefore, the only case we could talk about is that she was already Nifkima. So Shabala Shalokadarka. Now, it doesn't mean he necessarily, but somebody had been Baal Al-Kadarka. The Chazar Ubaal Al-Kadarka. And now this time we're talking about the Chiyiv of Kedarka. So now we can't save him, her, at the cost of his life, because he's not being pogamer. So therefore he's going to pay knas by raping his sister. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says the case is as Moshe Baruch suggested. And is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It could simply be, she's saying, look, the guy's got a gun to me, please just get, stay out of the way. Don't interfere. So in that case, there's no chiyuv misa on the man, so to speak, from our ability to save him, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't save him in that case. She doesn't want to take any risk, so why should we kill him? And the simplest explanation, Rav Popa says, who says knas over here is talking about rape? Maybe it's talking about when his sister was willing to go along. There's nifuta. So if it's a seduction, then it's going according to everybody. Because even the Rabbanan are made it, that for a seduction, we certainly don't say we're going to be matzil, because she has to be matzil al pigamah. Over here, she's not matzil al pigamah.